He stares at me, his hands still shaking. Do you realize how stupid that sounds? Quit being crazy and put the gun down.
Is what you just said true?
That you're being stupid? Yes, it's true. You're too obsessed with this stuff. You see aliens and alien conspiracies in every part of your life, including in your only friend. Now quit pointing that damn gun at me. He stares at me, and I can tell he's thinking about what I said. I drop my hands. Then he sighs and lowers the gun.
I'm sorry, he says.
I take a deep, nervous breath. You should be. What the hell were you thinking?
It wasn't actually loaded.
You should have told me that earlier, I say. Why do you want so badly to believe in this stuff? He shakes his head and puts the gun back in the drawer. I take a minute to calm myself down and try to act casual, like what just happened is no big deal. What are you reading? I ask. He shrugs.
Just more alien stuff. Maybe I should cool it a bit.
Or just read it as fiction instead of fact, I say. The stuff must be pretty convincing, though. Can I see it? He hands me the latest copy of They Walk Among Us, and I sit tentatively on the edge of his bed. I think he's calmed down enough to not spring a gun on me again, at least. Again, it is a bad photocopy. The print slightly unaligned with the paper. It isn't very thick. 8 pages. 12 at the most. Printed on legal-sized sheets. The date at the top reads, December. It must be the newest issue. This is weird stuff, Sam Good, I say. He smiles.
Weird people like weird stuff.
Where do you get this? I ask.
I subscribe to it.
I know, but how? Sam shrugs.
I don't know. It just started arriving one day.
Are you subscribed to some other magazine? Perhaps they pulled your contact info from there.
I went to a convention once. I think I signed up for some contest or something while I was there. I can't remember. I've always assumed that's where they got my address.
I scan the cover. There's no website listed anywhere on it, and I didn't expect there to be, considering that Henri has already searched the internet high and low. I read the headline of the top story. Is your neighbor an alien? 10 fail-safe ways to tell. In the middle of the article, there's a picture of a man holding a bag of trash in one hand and the lid to the trash can in the other. He is standing at the end of the driveway, and we're to assume he's in the process of dropping the bag into the can. Though the whole publication is in black and white, there is a certain glow to the man's eyes. It's a horrible image, as though somebody took a picture of an unsuspecting neighbor and then drew around his eyes with a crayon. It makes me laugh.
What?
Sam asks. This is a terrible picture. It looks like something from Godzilla. Sam looks at it. Then he shrugs.
I don't know, he says. It could be real. Like you said, I see aliens everywhere and in everything.
But I thought aliens looked like that, I say, and nod to the black light poster on his wall.
I don't think all of them do, he says. Like you said, you're an alien with superpowers and you don't look like that.
We both laugh, and I wonder how I'm going to get myself out of that one. Hopefully, Sam never finds out I was telling him the truth. Part of me wants to tell him, though, about me, about Henri, about Lorian, and I wonder what his reaction would be. Would he believe me? I flip the paper open to look for the publishing page that all newspapers and magazines have. There isn't one here. Only more stories and theories. There isn't a publisher info page.
What do you mean?
You know how magazines and newspapers always have that page listing staff, editors, writers, where it's being printed and all that? You know, for questions, contact so-and-so. All publications have them. But this doesn't.
They have to protect their anonymity, Sam says.
From what?
Aliens,
he says, and smiles as though acknowledging the absurdity of it. Do you have last month's issue? He grabs it from his closet. I quickly flip through it, hoping that the Mogadorian article is in this one and not an earlier month. And then I find it on page 4. The Mogadorian race seek to take over Earth. The Mogadorian alien race from the planet Mogador of the Ninth Galaxy have been on Earth for over 10 years now. They are a vicious race on a quest for universal domination. They are rumored to have wiped out another planet not unlike Earth, and are planning to expose Earth's weaknesses in a quest to inhabit our planet next. More to follow next issue. I read the article 3 times. I was hoping there might be more to it than what Sam already said, but no such luck. And there is no Ninth Galaxy. I wonder where they got that from. I flipped through the new issue 2 times. There is no mention of the Mogadorians. My first thought is that there was nothing left to report, that more news failed to present itself. But I don't believe that's the case. My second thought is that the Mogadorians read the issue and then fixed the problem, whatever the problem was. "Do you mind if I borrow this?" I ask, holding up last month's issue. He nods.
"But be careful with it."
3 hours later, at 8 o'clock, Sam's mother still isn't home. I ask Sam where she is, and he shrugs as though he doesn't know and her absence is nothing new. Mostly, we just play video games and watch TV, and for dinner, we eat microwavable meals. The whole time I'm there, he doesn't once wear his glasses, which is odd, since I've never seen him without them before. Even when we ran the mile in gym class, he kept them on. I grab them from the top of his dresser and put them on. The world becomes an instant blur, and they give me a headache almost immediately. I look at Sam. He's sitting cross-legged on the floor, his back against his bed, with a book of aliens in his lap. "Jesus, is your vision really this bad?" I ask. He looks up at me.
"They were my dad's."
I take them off. "Do you even need glasses, Sam?" He shrugs.
"Not really."
"So why do you wear them?"
"They were my dad's."
I put them back on. "Wow, I don't see how you can even walk straight with these on."
"My eyes are used to them."
"You know these will screw up your vision if you continue wearing them, right?"
"Then I'll be able to see what my dad saw."
I take them off and put them back where I found them. I don't really understand why Sam wears them. For sentimental reasons? Does he really think it's worth it? "Where is your dad, Sam?" He looks up at me.
"I don't know," he says.
"What do you mean?"
"He disappeared when I was 7.
"You don't know where he went?" He sighs, drops his head, and resumes reading. Obviously, he doesn't want to talk about it.
"Do you believe in any of this stuff?"
he asks after a few minutes of silence.
"Aliens?"
"Yeah." "Yes, I believe in aliens."
"Do you think they really abduct people?"
"I have no idea. I guess we can't rule it out. Do you believe they do?" He nods.
"Most days. But sometimes the idea just seems stupid."
"I can understand that." He looks up at me.
"I think my dad was abducted," he says.
He tenses the second the words leave his mouth, and a look of vulnerability crosses his face. It makes me believe that he has shared his theory before, with someone whose response was less than kind. "Why do you think that?"
"Because he just disappeared. He went to the store to buy milk and bread, and he never came back. His truck was parked right outside the store, but nobody there had seen him. He just vanished. And his glasses were on the sidewalk beside his truck."
He pauses for a second.
"I was worried you were here to abduct me."
It's a hard theory to believe. How could nobody have seen his father abducted if the incident occurred in the middle of town? Perhaps his dad had reason to leave and he plotted his own disappearance. It's not hard to make yourself disappear. Henri and I have been doing it for 10 years now. But all of a sudden,